This week on A Twink and a Redhead. Today, we're talking about high school, our high school experience.
Oh my god, were we horned up?
We didn't realize how kind of crazy and raunchy and kind of sexual our high school experience was until like we went to Florida State in the South and people were virgins.
Oh, this might be crazy. You know the way people like walk around on Ash Wednesday? That's how people were walking around our high school hallways with hickeys. You knew a bitch had a crazy weekend when she would show up to school wearing an infinity scarf and it was 80 degrees out. When a man 30 years your senior sends you a wink, wink, you better be ready to dial 911.
Yeah, and I should have. I wish I did.
All of this and more on A Twink and a Redhead, the podcast.
Now, DJ, hit that track.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink. A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
Cause when you're 15 and somebody tells you they love you, you're gonna believe them.
Hi, you guys.
I'm so Abigail.
Cause you have red hair.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm Taylor.
Okay. I don't know about all that.
Seriously?
Anyway, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I am going through something right now.
Well, I'm going through something worse.
Mine wasn't bad. I'm just going through this kind of renaissance with my Hamilton era.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard
we know.
It.
Well,
I can't stop listening to the gorgeous lyrics of Lin-Manuel. Oh my, it's like moving me.
Lin-Manuel pisses me off though.
Okay, we are not the same.
Well, no, I feel like everyone was gagged over him during the prime of Hamilton, but then something happened
and
he just doesn't do it for me. He doesn't tickle my pickle like that anymore.
Okay, I honestly think that you're just a victim to the disgusting hate he was getting online, because if Lin has no fans,
I'm a bandwagoner with that, honestly.
If Lin has no fans, Grant, I'm
who
fucking
are you?
Dead.
Yep. Well, I like
Theodosia writes me a letter
I like
every
what's
day.
It called?
He'll never be satisfied.
Yeah.
Satisfied.
Can you sing
history
the beginning?
Never
mind. I'm over it. Anyway.
To the groom.
Yeah, to the groom. To the groom. To the groom.
To the bride.
To the bride. We DM'd Hamilton last night. They didn't answer.
Like begging.
Yeah, we said hi and we put like innuendos.
You
it
know,
we put puns. We'll never be satisfied
you
until
know that
we're
scene.
In the room.
You know that scene from the Fyre Festival doc where the guy's
what?
Like, and I was prepared to suck dick for water. I am prepared to suck cock for Hamilton tickets.
I would eat pussy for Hamilton tickets, honestly.
Would you?
If it was just like one little lick.
Jesus Christ.
If it was one little like.
Ew!
Like, absolutely. There's so many things I would do one little lick for. You
How
know what I mean?
Many licks
Does
to the center
of a pussy? Let's find out.
All right.
Whip it open. Oh my god. I can't believe y'all are listening. I remember people last season would be like, I play this on my Alexa and you guys were just moaning and screaming.
Yeah.
Sorry, right?
Imagine like a young mom likes us and is like driving her kid to preschool and like
puts this on in the car. Why would anyone
do that?
I don't know if let us know if there are any young moms out there, any MILFs, you know what I mean?
Do you think any we MILFs? Have like a big MILF audience? Oh my god,
wouldn't
that be
so.
Great?
I hope so. I'd like to milk some milk. Wait, I'm
Whoa.
Sorry. We're acting a little unhinged. But the thing I'm going through,
okay.
let's just say if it's too good to be true, it probably is, right?
Wait, I know something that would make
oh
you
God.
Feel so much better.
What?
I can't believe I didn't think of it till now.
What?
Hamilton. You should start
okay.
listening. Because Hamilton's the story of someone who it was too good to be true. And then he got killed.
Okay.
So you might resonate.
Probably. I can't even talk about it. But basically, I thought something might have happened and it didn't. And I'm whatever. It's just story of my life, right? If something you're so excited about doesn't happen, you guys, all you can do is say just my luck, right? And move on.
Oh, that is like the best piece of advice ever. Like if something terrible happens to you,
just my luck.
Just my luck, right? And then
because like how like, do you like it's almost like you're acting. Did y'all hear that? The damn ghosts, they know we're up to something right now. The fucking homophobic ghost that walks these halls.
Oh my god. Every night before I go to bed, I hear the whispers of slurs in the air. Our homophobic ghost at it again. Y'all, when June comes around, this place is uninhabitable.
We have to stay at our partner's homes because of the shit that flies in the fucking apartment.
The second it starts June comes around, this place is
what the fuck's her name? Shirley? Nightmare. Her name's like goddamn what is Sharon.
No, I think it's like
she's old.
Mary Beth.
Oh my god. Yeah, Mary Beth goes fucking crazy.
Holy shit.
Anyways. But yeah, just my luck, right?
Yeah, like if anything happens, you get laid off, you get dumped, you get cheated on, you fail your calculus exam. There's only a few words that can make you feel better.
Just my luck,
right?
I was going to say because it like almost, it turns it back on the other party because you're almost, well, you're asking for like agreement. And so they don't know what to say either. And it's also like funny. So you're like, oh, you have a sense of humor. You don't really care that this just happened.
Yeah.
Even though you're devastated.
Oh, you don't care that you're being arrested for hit and run? Okay.
It's just my luck, right? This happens. Like, I'm used to it.
I ran a red light and got a $500 fine. Just my luck, right?
No, because there are people who get away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But not you because...
No, it's perfect because it removes all fault from you.
Yep.
And it wasn't your fault.
Yep.
Speaking
of homophobia, I wanted to publicly address our comments that we get on our posts because when they first started, they were funny and they were from like the LGBTQ community. Like I would click on their profiles. For those who don't know, people comment acronyms on our like boyfriend, girlfriend videos. We kind of ask for it, obviously, because like it's a bit where she's a delusional girlfriend to a clearly gay man. But people like started commenting like, well, one of my favorite examples was someone commented fantastic acting, Grant.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god. Like, I thought I really ate like, that.
And earlier that day, I saw that comment too. And I screenshotted it because I was like, I have to send this to Grant later. Like, oh my god, that would like just make his day.
Yeah, like, wow.
Kudos,
but
right?
Then I noticed the F in the sentence, the A in the sentence, and the G in the sentence were capitalized. And what does that spell? Fag. Yep. And so it started, but it was funny at first. I guess it is kind of sort of funny still. I don't know. But then some bitches named Kate or Brittany, these white girls, started doing it. And I'm like, girl, take that to a different creator I know of.
No, like.
But like, we're not. I don't.
I'm not.
People get a little too comfortable.
I'm not posting those acronyms. That's not for me to post.
No, like, why are you actually?
That's not for me to post.
Right.
Okay, but someone did. I think it was the video we posted where I'm just giggling, and I forget what the sentence was.
It was fag hag.
No, not even that, Grant. Oh. Someone spelled out ugly.
Okay, when it's not the F slur anymore, I applaud you. Or gay, like that's basic.
Okay,
like, when
don't call me ugly. Oh my god, that's terrible.
I didn't mean to agree with that commenter, yeah. But when the acronym spells something kind of creative and it's not gay or the F slur, like, I applaud
that.
Well,
someone literally posted one an hour ago that I saw that it was a long sentence spelled out homosexual thoughts.
Okay, A plus for effort because you had to fill in the blanks. You had to fill in the words there.
Okay.
But gay and F slur and even homo, they're getting really old.
Homo just sounds like crazy.
I feel like homo was like used in middle school, like also. Well, homo was a step above gay. You know how everyone's like, that's so gay, you're gay. Homo was like, you actually know what it means and you like,
that's
like you mean it.
Oh my, people would say that.
Like you homo.
Oh my god, I remember people would always say, you know, the Dallas Cowboys player, Tony Romo.
Tony Homo.
You should have heard the things that they rhymed Romo with.
What else?
Just homo. Oh. Really just homo.
Okay.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway,
let's dive in to the episode, I think, because we have a lot to fucking get off our chest.
We do. But also subscribe to our Patreon.
Oh my God, guys, we're having an absolute blast over there. Oh my God, we're having a blast.
We're having so much fun.
We're having a fucking ball with our Gorgianas.
Gorgianas are fucking cocksuckers.
They're cocksuckers.
We actually are. The last week's redacted episode was fucking crazy. I talked about douching, let's just say.
Let's just say I learned a lot in the last redacted episode. And yeah. Let's just say
Don't borrow
someone else's douche. That's all we'll say. That's all we'll say.
Go subscribe to our Patreon if you want to.
Oh my God, the lessons we learned.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Today, we're talking about high school, our high school experience, but more specifically,
the raunchy, nasty, horniness. Of our high school experience, specifically like us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, were we horned up?
Oh, we were definitely all horned up. But like, we didn't realize how kind of crazy and raunchy and kind of sexual our high school experience was until like we went to Florida State in the South and people
were surrounded by virgins.
People were virgins or had never had sex.
And there's nothing wrong with it, but I was flabbergasted because
we'd be like, oh my God, this time sophomore year, I was getting finger blasted.
Oh, this time junior year, I was sucking cock in the back of a van and the police came and we had to run away.
And then there's people and they have like full bush.
You can have sex with the bush.
I know, but still, they just like weren't aware. No, there were people
there that, well, because we went to school in Florida, so there was, I never knew what young life was in New Jersey until we got to Florida, so I think that was like teaching them to be virgins.
Wait, what?
Young life.
What the hell is young life?
Oh, it's like a Christian kind of like, I think that they teach abstinence. And it was like,
oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, but they were like.
I mean, it's not embarrassing.
There were people that I met in college that were like hot and they were in young life.
There were definitely, but the hot ones who were like waiting for marriage or celibate or whatever,
it makes them kind of hotter.
Okay, no, that's your Christian kink. I'm pretty sure you talked about that in the past as well.
Okay, anyway.
But no, I was going to say they're the ones who get married really early because they're like, oh my God, I have to have sex.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to get railed.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Was it really worth it? You got married for like a 5-minute ordeal.
I mean, everyone has their different beliefs. No shame. No judgment, no shame.
Unless.
What?
Unless they're judging you or shaming you.
Hey.
We went to school in New Jersey, Hillsborough High School. Yeah. Hey, why not? Shout out, go Raiders.
Go Raiders, go Burrow, go Green.
I feel like we were being secretive about our hometown for some reason, but people already know, especially since
we posted so many videos at the Bridgewater Commons Mall.
Yeah, we went to the Bridgewater Commons Mall recently and people were commenting and being like, they're from Bridgewater. And then people would literally reply, be like, no, Hillsborough.
So, fact-checking.
So it's really not, I guess, that hard to figure it out. But Hillsborough is like a very suburban. It almost gives southernish, but not really. Southern in the way that there's farms
Yeah, it's like woods. Randomly like the farmland of New Jersey.
And like I have memories of my childhood of like, there were people in the woods with Confederate flags, but I'm like, wait, you're in New Jersey.
Babe, that was on your side of town.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I went to this elementary school called Woodfern, and I didn't know this in the moment, but like that was where all the wannabe Southern woods, like, yeah. Yay, skeggy.
There was different like vibes in our town. It was pretty like bizarre. Big town.
Anywho.
Well, high school was crazy because we were going wild. We really were.
Freshman year is when I first started actually drinking. I know Ashley drank.
I was two years deep at this point.
Yeah. But also before we talk about what was going on outside of school, I wanted to talk about little things inside school, specifically what we were learning. And I had this really, like, when we were thinking about high school, I had this thought. I was like, one of my first experiences with improv was actually pretending like I read that week's chapter in like English or something. Like, cause you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we had a, if we were reading a book, you know, I wasn't reading it. Like I don't read.
Right. You don't know how.
So I would like, before the class, like look up Spark Notes or of something, course. Like get the material, a first read of the material. And then when we would have those, I would thrive in those class discussions without even knowing like what we were reading. I would just take context clues from other people.
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh my God, when she did this in that chapter, like I was shook.
Did you ever cheat?
In what way? Like, looking over at someone?
Looking over at someone or like doing something a little sneakier. Like one time, you know, like those like black tables in like the science classrooms.
Yeah. Oh my God, and they would sit across from you.
I was so bad at chemistry, like literally
same.
That fuck that class. And so there were these like black tables we'd take the tests on. And if you had like an eraser, you could kind of like write stuff and like you'd kind of be able to see it on the black like table, oh, yeah. Like from a certain angle. So I'd write the formulas like with an eraser while we were like settling in. I would show up early and like be like studying at the back seat.
Oh my God.
And I would write the formulas and then I would still not get the best grade, but better than I would have.
Right. You know how people, like teachers used to be like, no water bottles because I know what y'all are doing.
Meanwhile, like, Joe Schmo over here has an Apple Watch on and is like getting the answers on his Apple Watch. Oh my God.
I didn't cheat. I wasn't like that.
I wasn't doing that. But like if me and a friend were sitting near each other, I might take a peek.
Yeah, I think that. And that teaches something else entirely. That teaches solidarity.
Oh, what am I not going to take
community.
A peek?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Was there anything worse than when you would take a peek and you had completely different answers on like your entire page?
Yeah. Or when you go to like a hand in and like you see the person in front of you's like test who you're putting down. You're like, wait, that is not.
Rant, that was the worst.
Or like Scantrons. You're handing in a Scantron and their like, pattern is completely different than yours.
Six D's in a row. What?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
What was your go-to guess on a Scantron? I was always a C.
Probably
just
like
my
D.
Bra size.
Probably a D, just like my throbbing cock.
Yeah, no, that, oh my God. Wait. I would honestly, like, I would love to fill out a Scantron. I miss it.
Did you guys have standardized testing?
Everyone does. Oh. Standardized.
Oh, the NJ asked.
Well, that was NJ, but every state has a
or
version.
Or what was in high school? Those were so, standardized testing is so embarrassing and annoying. Like, who invented that? Who's in charge of it? Who, the people running it? Even in the classroom, they think they're literally drill sergeants.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh my God.
You can't
God.
Leave the room. Shut up.
All of a sudden, when a teacher becomes a proctor. Holy shit. They suddenly become like they're the fucking drill sergeant.
And you know what? I feel bad for them because probably something happened in their childhood.
What do you mean? To make them crazy proctors?
Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
It's an interesting... I'm not, it's like fully on board.
Because you're so excited to be a bitch. Something must... You must hurt people, right?
Okay, well, so. I have to be honest. If I was a proctor, I'd probably be lusting with power as well.
Yeah, but did you have anything happen to you in your childhood, you think?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yep, insane here. All right,
anyway, high school...
Okay, let's talk about the horniness. Were you horny in high school?
Was I horny? I didn't have much opportunity to explore that horniness, but
yeah.
You
did.
A ton.
I was unfortunately on Grindr.
It's a tough place to be as a minor.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be. If you're a minor listening to this, get
no,
off Grindr.
No, literally. You will
Come
regret
on.
It at my big old age.
Come
for
on.
Real. And I feel like, aren't there more out people now?
Grindr as a high school student must have been tough.
Yeah, because it was Doug. You remember Doug? Have I talked about damn Doug?
I think so. Maybe not.
When I was in high school, we did this thing called Spirit Night, which I'm sure we'll have to touch on. Have we?
I don't think we. All right. It's like a pep rally kind of thing.
Anyways, we did Spirit Night and me and Ashley did the video for our grade. And
we took it seriously.
We took it seriously. And you compete against the other grades. And, we would win every year except for senior year. Oh. Fuck you. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know exactly who you are.
Someone screwed us over.
Someone screwed us over.
Bitch.
And someone might be... Never mind.
We're still mad.
I'll stop. Let's just say I used to put this poor actually not poor, but I used to put this woman's email in whenever I got the opportunity, if I was signing up for something new, if I was getting Wi-Fi.
I tell everyone about this. Can we just take a quick side note?
Yeah.
If there is someone you don't like and you're not a fan of, whenever you're at an airport or like any kind of public place,
it
and
requires
just,
you to put your email in.
Yeah, it requires you to put your email in to access the Wi-Fi. Put the email of a person you don't like and check every box that you are interested in their marketing and newsletters.
Yep.
It's such a like low stakes and easy way to kind
to
of
get vengeance in a
to get vengeance in a safe way, I think.
It's you're not, safe. Yes, it's immature, but it's a safer immature.
Yeah.
Route.
You're not ding dong ditching. You're not committing arson. No. You're putting a goddamn email in a box.
And what's wrong with that?
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Okay, so
Spirit Night Doug.
Oh, okay. So posted the video. It was our junior year. And at some point or another, I look in my Facebook message requests from a man, a very old man named Doug. Doug actually is the father, I believe, of another kid who's like in our school, but they're estranged. I don't believe they talk. Whatever. Yeah. But he's like, great job on the video, Grant. Wink, wink, or whatever. Okay. Interesting. Why is someone's dad messaging me
when
that?
A man,
I'm 15.
When a man 30 years your senior sends you a wink, wink, you better be ready to dial 911.
Yeah, and I should have. I wish I did. But from that point on, he just started, he would message me on everything. God, like, it's so gross weird. That it was high school that it started. And then it went all the way to college when a rando gay at FSU messages me and is like, hey, do you know Funky Boy All Day Long? Because that was his fucking username on everything. And I was like, what? And he was like, no judgment to this gay at FSU, but he was on Seeking Arrangements, which I guess is an app or a website mm-hmm. that connects you with sugar daddies. Mm-hmm. Funky Boy All Day Long, also known as Doug, changed his location to Florida State and was asking people if he had, if they had Grant the gay cheerleader's nudes. And so
ew, I just got chills.
Yeah. And so then I, at this point, I started collecting all my evidence and I was going to go to the police when I got home. And turns out he was actually arrested in a sting operation where the NJPD pretended that they were like a minor home alone on Grindr and they like got a bunch of people and he was one of them. But then I saw him at the Applebee's in
Shut
Bridgewater.
The fuck up, you did.
Yeah, so he's definitely a free man of some sort. He's probably,
well, he's
like
probably
a registered
sex offender. Yeah.
I saw him at Applebee's.
Did you run?
No, I stared him down. He was across the room, like at the fucking bar. It wasn't Hillsborough Applebee's too. It was the one by Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
In Bridgewater, I believe. And no, I just stared him down. I was like, I wish I kind of did something else.
Yeah.
I, like, spilled my drink on him.
Oh, my God.
Called him a slur.
Well, get his email next time you're at Newark Airport.
Yep. Put funky. It's probably funkyboyalldaylong@gmail.com. Anywho.
Well, I'm sorry you had that experience. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyways. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about parties in high school.
Party? Okay, so our town, like, there were a lot of chill-ass fucking parents because there was party every weekend.
This was weird because, yeah, this is weird for the parents because either the kid had an open house.
Yeah.
Well, also there was a thing called open house and they would be like posted in like Facebook groups or group chats.
And like anyone can show up. But a lot of times it was like a freshman who just wanted to be like cool.
Yeah.
Would throw these open house parties and like the entire school would show up. There was this one party one summer. It was an open house party. I think I forget how old. The girl was either a freshman or a sophomore.
And the house burnt down?
No. Were you there?
Oh, no. Some girl had an open house and then her house burned down.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, the only reason that I knew her when the news came out about the house burning down. And I was like, oh, whose house was it? And then they said the name. I was like, oh my God, that girl had an open house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, so it was like a social
the party status. I'm thinking of, like, Grant, I showed up late. When I showed up, Grant, the house was already, like, literally, like, demolished. Like, insane. Like, all the outdoor furniture was in the pool. The vases were in the pool. Like, who was
doing that? How old are
you? So rude. I was maybe going into junior year.
The thing about high school parties was there was like a status thing involved.
Of course.
Like,
If you threw a good party,
you go up on this ladder.
It put you on the fucking map. Like, no, Grant, but that's why the freshmen would throw open house parties, because it would put them on the fucking map. I can, like, but, like, it works, because there are, like, five people I'm thinking of right now where I know their first and last name and their address because they threw a killer open house party in high school. And I'm like, oh, I never spoke to her, but she threw a nice party.
And you know what? If you are a CEO of a company and that girl applied to work at your company, would you hire her?
Of course. I'd be like, you threw a sick party. I can't think right now.
Oh. Did you drink your drink?
Yeah.
I can't.
What?
I'm freaking out.
Why? Are you tweaking?
No. We had, instead of...
Are you high?
No. It might be a first wave.
I was kind of feeling something too, but I didn't drink that much because...
Oh my God, so you're lying. It started to freak me out. We had poppy cocktails, but instead of Svedka today, we put in this thing called Nowadays, and it's cannabis. So I'm freaking out.
Oh my God.
But I think it's fine. I'm just... There was one party that I went to. Oh, it sounds terrible.
What?
There was one party I went to. I don't remember what it was. I was DDing people or something, so I didn't drink.
Whose party was it?
I don't know. It was a basement, of course.
Was I there?
I think so. But I don't think we drove.
Puking out your back
window. I, for some reason, drove Liz home, I think. Our friend Liz. And we back. It's raining. The cars are parallel parked along, like, this person's neighborhood. And I put the car in reverse to, like, get out of this spot. And I rammed the car behind me. Like, it was like, and I, again, I'm not drunk. I don't drink and drive. I was sober. I was DDing.
Did you check for damage?
Yes. And I get out, and Liz gets out too. Liz is drunk, though. And she's like, there's nothing. Of course.
She would be like, let's go.
Yeah. But I honestly, I think it was my car that was scratched. The other car had nothing. And so we were like, go, 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 go. And we left.
Do you know whose car it was?
No. Sorry if you're listening. But there was literally no damage. Yeah. It would have been a whole
statue limitation.
I also did that at FSU.
Oh.
I backed into a pickup truck. No.
Oh.
No, it was
I had a pickup truck.
Was there no damage?
There was no damage. Yeah, not my little Hyundai Elantra.
Exactly. You know the balls that are at the end of a pickup truck that you hit your
your boat.
I hit the ball.
Oh, okay.
Because this truck was so elevated off the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Even if there was damage, I would have kept driving, because who knows what kind of person that drives. Yeah. By. You know, he probably has a gun. Wait.
I have a theory that I've been working on that I want to make into like a bigger like dissertation, mm-hmm. if I ever get my PhD, mm-hmm. which, hey, life's long, right?
You might.
I think that kids in New Jersey and maybe the tri-state area are so horned up and like drinking and doing crazy things because they have access to basements.
Basements add a whole layer of privacy.
Basements.
But in the comfort of your own home.
Yes, like basements give you so much privacy when you're like a teenager. Because like, okay, say you have like a boy over, you go into the basement and like you could literally
kind
of just like fuck.
Because the okay, because the stereotype is you're no boys on the second floor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about underground? Zero? What about underground?
No, and it's so true, because I feel like the reason there were so many parties and stuff is kind of parents were like, okay, like I don't see it, like out of sight, out of mind. Because the kids are fucking throwing up and getting drunk in the basement.
And if there are any MILFs watching, again, like we were talking about, go check on them. If you have a basement, my God, go check on them.
You might want to knock first, because that could be awkward. Yeah.
But it is so true. And I'm going to tell the story of me and the girl who I guess I'm no longer friends with. Again, we need a nickname.
Oh, Stacy. We named her Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. So me and Stacy and Ashley and our other friend.
We were at our friend's house.
Oh, we could say.
Yeah, of course. Would love it. Shout out.
But even the story?
Oh.
Great.
All right. Yeah, we didn't ask permission. Okay, let's call her.
It was June.
Okay. For legal purposes, the names in the story have been changed.
So We are at our friend June's house, and her dad is not home, so she's got the whole house.
Another thing about high school was if you had a friend with divorced parents, you could get away with a lot.
Yeah, because likely someone's not home in the two different locations that the parents are living.
Yeah.
So we were at her divorced father's house, and they had a basement. And it was, I guess, a hookup fest because it was Ashley and the psycho boy we don't like, Antonio. Mm-hmm. And then June and this other boy, Derek. And then
Stacy.
And then somehow it was Stacy and me.
Yeah, because Stacy's boyfriend probably left.
Yeah, I guess Stacy's boyfriend wasn't there, whatever. So, do you hear that?
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, but this night, we had all smoked a ton of gravity bongs.
We did?
Yeah, for those who don't know.
Well, that probably explains.
A gravity bong is when you burn a hole in a plastic water bottle and put it in a bigger plastic bottle and, like, smoke weed. But you get, like, it's, like, first of all, so bad for you because you're just breathing in all the carcinogens from the plastic water. And you just get really high.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, we're in a basement. And then there's, like, a room. And it's, like, a door and everything. So, it's, like, the basement's divided. Me and Stacy are in one room. And June and Derek are literally hooking up in the other room. Like, it's a known thing that June and Derek were hooking up, and then upstairs Ashley and Antonio were hooking up on an air mattress. And so for I don't know what sparked it, but me and Stacy were like, let's go
I know what sparked it, the gravity bomb.
Yeah, it was probably let's go spy on Derek and June in the other room. And so we like turned off the lights in our room, the basement, because the lights were off in the other room. And then we slowly open the door and we put on blankets over us too so that we would just blend in with the darkness. And we army crawled into the room. And I don't think we thought that they were actually like having sex or anything. Like, I think we were early to it.
Oh no, I thought you guys thought you were late to it. So it would just be funny, you're gonna like surprise them.
Yeah, or yeah, like I think we did want to like jump out and scare them. But we go in again, we're being so quiet, like the door is like shut now. So we're in and they start having sex. And we are in, like, I'm not kidding. We're, like, 3 feet in front of the bed with the blankets over us. And we were, like, if we move right now, one, we're going to make noise. Two, like, we can't even open the door because that would make noise. Like, we were fucked. I remember me and Stacy were just sitting there, like, in shock. Like, we were shook and, like, frozen.
But really, I will say, June and Derek both heard about it after and thought it was really
funny.
Does
Derek know?
Yeah. Okay, but this is karma because you did have this weird thing in high school where you thought it would be funny to walk in on your friends hooking up with people. You would always try to walk in on me hooking up with someone.
And not prom weekend.
Prom weekend, like, Grant was this, like, animal trying to bust in on people.
Oh, my God. I don't know what was wrong with me.
You just thought it was funny.
I just think the, like, shock of it all is funny, but, like,
also, when you're young, like, it is funny.
Also, like, I'm not hoping to walk in and, like, the nitty-gritty of it. Like, it's kind of like,
yeah, you're not trying to jerk off.
No.
Oh, God,
oh,
no.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. And it's not even that deep. Now I feel like it sounds like I had a problem. It sounds like I, like, what was... Oh my God.
Other, like, when you're young and, like, immature, like, other people were doing it with you. Like, yeah, everyone thought it wasn't, it was funny.
But it wasn't every day. It was, like, at parties or, like, it was, like...
there was this thing, if you, like, slept over after a party, like, I remember senior year one time I was sleeping in someone's basement after a party. And, like, there were times people just start having sex next
like,
to you.
Like, in the way like that, they everyone's laying on the floor or on the couch, like, of this basement.
30 kids sleeping in a basement.
And then the person fucking next thing you know, hello, this has happened to me. And it's happened to the person next to me on the couch that I've listened to.
What do you mean?
Wasn't it you in your basement?
Well, yeah, but that was a different time. That was
How many times was it?
I don't No, I'm saying it's happened to me where I've been. Oh,
you've witnessed it. Okay, well, it's happened so many times that you've witnessed it. I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it you of you. You've been no, on both ends. No, but seriously,
there's nothing worse than like when you're trying to fall asleep. All of a sudden, these two people next to you start like, fucking. And you have to pretend you're asleep.
Are you serious? Like,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into prom weekend.
Prom weekend. Prom weekend.
Like, it's almost something you start thinking about when you're literally in like sixth grade. In our town, like, yeah, like
they're and start like, fucking looking at houses and
you
stuff. Like,
you know, it's gonna be fucking debaucherous and crazy.
We went to a town. We went to the town where they filmed Jersey Shore. Seaside, like our town,
Seaside Heights,
Hillsborough would go to Seaside Heights for prom weekend, and you would have to like. There were certain houses that were like passed down from generation to generation. Like this, the grade above you, like this group went to this house.
Yeah, so like you have to go to that house.
Yeah, like it was so. Weird.
Where?
What was our address?
111 Lincoln.
Why do we remember?
Because I thought about it all the time, and we threw a God Bless America party because of Lincoln.
Oh, that's why that was that. Okay. Well, I had a boyfriend during this era, so yeah. I thought I was like so. But also, I went like decided to go to prom last minute because
that was so you though, Grant being like. Prom.
It was because of Florida State cheer tryouts. Yeah. They were that weekend or something. And then I was like, well, I'm only going to have my senior prom once.
It's true.
And looking back, I could have gotten on the cheer team.
Yeah.
Whenever. They take boys. Go try out, you guys. Yeah. Right?
Go Knowles, right?
Oh, so I, like, my boyfriend at that time, Miguel.
Yeah.
Also lived, like, nearby, like, in Tom's River.
Yeah, he was a local.
He was a local, practically. So I... After prom, went to Tom's River and then slept over. And then I met them. Yeah, because I didn't have a spot in the prom house. That was another thing. Like, I wasn't.
No, you. Yeah.
But Grant, God, I wouldn't want to.
No, you had a spot in the house. You didn't have a spot on the bus.
And that on the party bus
that went from prom. Because you have to pay in advance. The party bus that went from our friend's. Our friend's
from
house.
From the Hilton? Oh, the friend's house?
It went from our friend's house. We changed at his house, and then we took our party bus to 111 Lincoln at Seaside, and we all drank four locos beforehand. So I went to prom with our friend. We'll call him Adam, and I wanted to hook up with Adam.
Yeah, and it was a known thing. Like, it was, like, I had, very prefaced.
Yeah, I feel like I told all his friends.
I knew. Yeah, I feel like I was the seed was planted.
I was very open about it. We get on the party bus to Seaside, and I'm like, okay, like, I'm trying to, like, flirt. And then I'm just like, damn, like, the vibes
pussy
are just...
Pussy out for Adam.
Yeah, like, pussy out for Adam on my way to Seaside. And, like, the vibes are just not there, Grant. So
did
like,
people change
fuck?
On the
yeah,
bus?
Yeah, I was wearing... On the bus? I was wearing my sluttiest... No, at our friend's house before. I was wearing my sluttiest yoga pants, a fucking bombshell push-up bra, and, like, a zip-up sweatshirt. Like, a slutty-ass...
It was, like, sweat.
And I still had my prom glam.
Was it, like, casual? Like, it was,
it
like...
It was, like, oh, we're cozy.
Like PJs.
It was like slutty PJs, but then you had your prom glam.
Yeah.
So my hair was like done with my updo, and then I had my makeup on. And so I was trying to get with Adam, wasn't working. So I was like, okay, what the fuck? And then we get to our prom house, and I'm like, okay, like one last ditch effort, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to hook up with Adam. Next thing I know, I turn. Adam is hooking up with our other friend who's also a redhead. Oh my God. It was like the ultimate, like a betrayal, because it's one thing if you just hook up with someone else, fine. Like, it's not like we're dating. Like, it's, we're just friends, whatever. But the fact that it was with another redhead, like in our friend group, Grant, I was betrayed.
Yeah.
So that was a plot twist. What else is there to do? But then to go find someone else to hook up with. Hello. It's prom night.
Did you hook up when? Oh.
So from across the room, I lock eyes with Antonio.
Is this the first time?
This is the first time. Sorry, guys. We're going in a little bit of a backwards order. I lock eyes with Antonio, and I'm like,
oh,
I have to have this man. So little did I know what I was getting myself into. So yeah. Antonio and I hook up, and this is when I should have known that there was a red flag for the next couple months we spent together.
Does this have to do with the lights?
No. That's another thing. We hook up, right? And then we're done. And he's like searching frantically around the room. And I'm like, is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, I just lost something. I'm like, okay, like, I can help you look for it. Like, what are, like, he's like panicking. He's looking so frantically. I'm like, what is it? He goes, my can of dip. Grant, like, you thought this Ashley, man just lost his birth certificate. Ashley,
I was laughing this whole time.
Why?
Because I thought you were going to say condom.
That's another, that happened to me once. But that
I thought it was this time.
No, that was.
He was looking around the room trying to act like it was somewhere. But it was in your pussy.
That happened a few years later in college.
I'm freaking out. Oh no, my god, this nowadays.
Antonio lost his can of dip, and then for some reason that wasn't.
That's so gross.
I know. Also, like, was I making out with him, and there was dip in his dip mouth? Did it get in my mouth?
Yeah.
I think I would have known. But anyway, even after the can of dip, I'm like, I think I love this man.
Oh my god.
And that started me down a dangerous rabbit hole, y'all. A word of wisdom for our listeners. If you hook up with a man and he's frantically searching for his dip after,
he's going to with you.
Bleep that.
He's going to probably be crazy and do something illegal one day.
Do something crazy to you. Take it from me. This man did me so dirty. And one day, probably on a redacted, I'll tell you what he did to me. Yeah. You guys can't even begin to guess. You guys can't even begin to Grant knows. You guys would never believe what Antonio did to me.
Oh my god. Our headphones
Grant
unplugged.
Nowadays is going crazy.
Hold on.
What?
I was gonna say, it's the way you're saying it so casually, like it happens to, like it happens all the time. Like, oh, he did me so dirty.
No,
like he,
guys, what this man Antonio did to me, I don't think many people could relate to. High school was crazy. We got into a lot of shenanigans.
One last thing, hickey culture. Hi. This is the last, like...
Okay, this is the last thing we should discuss.
I don't know when y'all discovered you could get hickeys, but I discovered it pretty early on in high school when girls would show up with...
They would wear it
giant,
so proudly. You like, know oh the God, way people wear... Oh, this might be crazy. You know the way people, like, walk around on Ash Wednesday? That's how people were walking around our high school hallways with hickeys.
So people on Ash Wednesday look like they're walking around with hickeys on
their forehead. People would have necklaces of hickeys on, y'all.
Huge. And like disgusting. Sometimes it's like, oh my God, do you need to see a doctor?
Sometimes it was like, oh my God, I don't think that this was right. Like sometimes it was literally like, oh my God, are vampires real?
Right.
And were you attacked?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Did you ever like have a hickey? Yeah. Oh, you knew a bitch had a crazy weekend when she would show up to school
hoodie.
Wearing an infinity scarf and it was 80 degrees out.
Oh, yeah. When
you know a bitch had a crazy weekend.
Yeah, there was a thing where like, girls would wear scarves and like other girls would talk about it because they'd be like, oh, well, you know, it's 70 degrees out.
Yeah. Oh, why?
They'd be like,
oh, my God. That has happened to me once. One time I had to wear an infinity scarf.
I would probably confront you.
I think it was
you.
May. The girls in my gym class, oh, it's 70 degrees. Why are you wearing it? And great, I was wearing it with my gym clothes. I was wearing Sophie shorts, a t-shirt, sneakers, and an infinity scarf because I had such crazy hickeys.
Oh my God. I think I have like a crazy picture of you in an infinity scarf and like a bun.
But the thing is, you guys, like I really didn't hook up with that many people in high school. Like I, like people like told me I looked like a naked mole rat. So like I was probably so proud when I got a hickey. I was like, finally.
I know. That's probably
what. Cook.
Do you think the girls who went in without infinity scarves were like, I want these bitches to know I'm not to be played with.
Like, I want these bitches to know my like, neck got sucked on. Did you ever get a hickey?
Yes.
I remember and you I had used... really bad ones in college once.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Guys, We're going to talk about my whore era.
Because there's also, like, I feel like past a certain age, if you
get Hickeys, God, I would have horrible ones in college because I remember people at cheer and my coaches would make fun of me.
No, it's, like, so embarrassing. Like, past, like, maybe, like, 18 or 19, if you're getting Hickeys, it's like, okay.
That's
like,
the thing.
All over That's your neck. It's like, okay, I really need to hide this.
That's the thing.
Did you ever do the spoon thing?
Yes.
Oh,
that,
my God.
But it doesn't really work that well. I also tried, like, pennies. I feel like...
Tried any metallic kind of surface.
I've had friends cover up hickeys for me. I think you've probably... You've never covered up a hickey for me
before. Oh, I'm sure. I brought like my concealer over, but my concealer was too pale.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But, like, seriously...
It's embarrassing, though, past a certain age.
No, so embarrassing. Also, like... Because
you know that that does that now. Also, if it's that hard...
What's going on?
Right.
Oh, my God. Right. And, like... Grant, like, sometimes I just remember, like, my friend's hickeys, like, I can't even stress enough how dark and crazy these hickeys were.
They became purple and yellow. Some of them would be like a yellow,
like,
purple.
They had just, like, competed in a 48-hour paintball tournament. Welts.
Like, they got a
welts,
a fucking pool ball.
Oh my
thrown
God.
Into their neck.
Grant, I remember I went to this party freshman year of high school. And it was like this kid had gotten in a car accident and he was okay. So
this was like, sorry, I was laughing.
No, so this was like a party to like celebrate and to get fucked up. Yeah. So
how did he get into the car accident in the first place?
It wasn't like drunk driving or anything. So I show up to this party and I hook up with this gentleman in
freshman
year? Yes, in the mulch outside. So I'd like mulch.
You were rolling and in then, a pile.
Yeah, it's like mulch. Like, how? Like, that's like the least sexy terrain you could roll around on. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Wait.
I can't even think of less sexy terrain.
Did anyone
terrain.
See you?
I mean, I'm sure. I think our friend Jenny was plucking the mulch out of my hair. But anyway, the next day was my 15th birthday.
Like, what does hook up mean at that age?
Just like make out and roll around.
And rub and tug.
Yeah, and maybe like touch a boob.
So you're like... Okay.
I don't think I was rubbing and tugging anything.
Okay.
But maybe he touched my boob.
Okay.
Anyway, I show up. The next day is my family party for my 15th birthday. So, like, my grandparents are there, my aunt, uncle, my cousin, and I have keys on my neck.
Multiple?
Yes. So, Grant, I'm pretty That's sure thing too. There's I've a never... picture of me blowing out my cake and I'm wearing an infinity scarf on my birthday.
That's the thing too. How are you these girls getting multiple, like, you
They're
had
like
multiple on your neck
sucking around your but I also feel I like, don't know. Like I think these I... men it was like they were a dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
Yeah,
like they had to mark their territory.
Okay, so that's the psychology of it. It's men marking their territory, yeah. And then also women, it's a competitive thing, like watch out, like, because I'm one, I'm taken two. Like, let's talk about the evolution
of
Darwinism of hickeys. Like, one, I'm taking.
I also feel,
two, don't fuck with me because I get action.
But I have, like, kind of, like, a more negative stance on it. Uh-oh. I also feel like a lot
you
of young
God
women
punishing?
Are.
You think it's God punishing?
Oh, God, no. Oh. No, I also think a lot of young women are passive when it comes to, like, hooking up and stuff. So, like, if a man's, like, sucking on their neck, they're not going to, like, be like, get off me. You know what I mean?
Well, what about gay men?
Gay men, I really couldn't speak to that.
So straight men don't get hickeys?
No, a straight man can get a hickey. Oh.
That was always funny to see.
Oh, what a straight man. Like, yeah, because just, how are they hiding it?
They wouldn't.
They would flaunt it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, would they flaunt it?
Or they would not even know what it was, probably.
No, but sometimes, like, seriously, like, you'd walk around the hallway and there'd be a straight man with hickey. And be like, okay, Jesus Christ, that's a little flashy, no?
Yeah. And sometimes and, like, when it was someone unexpected.
No, was there anything worse, like... Your teacher would see your hickeys.
Like, the announcements for the good of the group teacher would see that.
Yes.
And
like
that's like...
Like, y'all, like...
I wouldn't
my,
want her to see
like,
that.
75-year-old, like, Spanish teacher saw my hickey. Kill me. Literally kill me. Oh, God, that's terrible. Oh, good God. All right, well, I guess that's, like, our culture...
Where we come from.
Where we come from. The history of
Hillsborough High School. Can I discuss one more crazy thing? There was a thing called Senior Scav. And this was... this was disgusting. And our year, like, didn't really do it. It kind of flopped. But, like, every year before us, like, it always sounded so crazy. I wonder if
they
crazy.
Continue to do it after.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just our grade didn't do it.
I think our grade tried, though, but it was, like, with criminals.
Oh. Basically, y'all, like, four kids in your grade would make the most heinous scavenger hunt list you've ever seen. It would be, like, get titty fucked on the football field before school. Wait,
for, like, a cash prize of, like,
$100. Split between like six people.
Yeah, but okay, but one of the items,
but wait, oh. The most fucked up part, you had to film everything you did and send it into those four judges who were just in your grade. Oh, you want to be a congressman one day? Oh, sorry, David from your grade has a video of you getting titty fucked on the football field.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I want to say that there was a crazy thing that happened the year above us where one of the items, I guess, was to take a fucking sex tape on the football field on the big H and posted on Pornhub. They're 18, mind you, but like still, and people fully did it.
Yeah.
Not only did people fully do it, but the person may or may not have had their period. And the video title was called Bloody Mary.
It really went around.
Are you serious?
It really went around.
Are you serious? Oh, all love to the girl, though. I love that girl.
Oh my God,
I don't know
so
the guy
nice.
Either, really. I think they're still a couple.
Literally?
It might be. That's
no hate
okay.
to these people.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
Actually,
wait,
don't do it.
Iconic.
Iconic, yeah.
For sure.
Honestly, if they own it
today. No, but the thing is, the thing about Senior Scab Grant, when we were, what? I thought you were pointing at my foot. Oh. The thing about Senior Scab was when we were juniors and like the grade above us, this was like my older brother's grade. So they, the thing on the list, what?
Didn't you have to do something?
No. The thing, the like special rule for the Senior Scab list that year was everything was double points if you did it with a ginger. So like everyone was hitting my line and I literally was like, I'm like, the hottest person in the world right now.
Can
I was
say
just for
something?
Double points. What?
The first time I ever made out with someone.
What's for Senior Scab?
And I was a freshman. It was like make out with a freshman was the item. And this girl, this really pretty blonde girl, Kelly, made out with me.
Oh, no. Well,
and I was like,
people
thought I was so cool. Like I was getting dapped up in the hallways.
One of the things was to like make out with a junior and they were asking me because then it would be double points. And I said no to everyone, but I had a big crush on this one guy, grade older than us. And yeah, so I was like, I'm happy to oblige. So I
oh
did it.
God.
I'm sure there's a video somewhere.
Well, yeah, that was just a piece of some of our high school horniness stories or whatever the hell was going on
it
with
really
those.
Really was a crazy time.
There
to
was
be alive.
Another game called Senior Assassins, which was a big water gun fight and there was a cash prize. Again, this is all outside of school. It's not sanctioned by the school,
but it's like tradition.
It's a tradition. Yeah. And me and Ashley elected ourselves.
We got it through our thick fucking skulls that we would be the best people to judge this competition for our grade,
and it went horribly
boy
wrong.
Did it come to bite us in the ass.
We were getting threats.
Grant and I literally have enemies this day
because
of Senior Assassins
game.
And this water gun fight. Like there are people who if I pass them on the street, they would call me a bitch
and ask for your $10 back.
No, like we were getting harassed. I had to dial 911 once because I thought I was going to get punched by a man.
I had to make a notes app apology to our whole grade.
And then even after we graduated, well, let's just say there was a plan to attack us once.
Yep.
And we'll go into it.
And you can hear all about that in Redacted.
Yeah.
Sorry, right?
Oh, guys, it's juicy. Sorry, right?
Subscribe to our Patreon.
All right, well, that was our high school experience. Oh, my God, did we laugh?
Go Raiders.
Did we cry?
Go Burrow. B-O-R-O. Burrow. Burrow. Go. Go.
We were really all horned up.
A twink.
And a redhead. And now let's head into announcements for the good of the group.
This announcement is from Mallory.
Mallory.
She's a loyal fan.
Mallory. Do you know the word for male deer is mallard? Wait, not Dear Duck.
Who asked?
Well, Mallory Mallard. Okay, I'll just go fuck myself.
Hello, I have to say, I am so happy that the two hottest people on the internet have returned with their iconic podcast. I've been a longtime fan for a while, and I have an announcement for the good of the group. And my announcement is that a Long Island accent is the hottest accent. I would love to know if you agree. If you disagree, what is the hottest accent? For me, it's Long Island. And I know that you guys had a little thing going a few months back, and honestly, it was a bit of a problem. You guys couldn't stop doing it. And I'm going to say that I started doing it as well, me and my friend. And I've even ended up in a situationship with a man who sounds exactly like Jordan from Wolf of Wall Street. He's Jordan. I'm Victoria. We've got this whole thing going. And you know what? The Long Island accent, it's doing things for me. It's really doing things for me. And I just have to know, is it doing things for you? It's the hottest accent. Please tell me if you agree. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh my God.
So we're going to have to disagree.
I'm going to have to disagree with you. But you know what? You know what? Do I love to do an accent?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Absolutely love it. Also, you know, a Long Island accent or something, this kind of accent, the man has a schlong. And I'm not saying like a big, like it's not long necessarily, but it's a sausage.
You think that if a man has a Long Island accent,
he's got a sausage.
They have a third leg?
Yes. But again, not more so in girth.
Yeah. There are, okay. Because I have a theory that if you were like kind of like a skater in high school or like or in life.
You have a long, thin cock.
No, like the skater boys, Grant, were always packing fucking heat.
It's because like. Wait, also, don't you think skater boys are just, well, some skater boys are gay, but the straight ones, aren't they just kind of straight twinks?
Yes, Grant, because there was a man I had a brief affair with in
Is this high Antonio?
School. No! And he was a skater boy, and he was literally just like a 6'2 twink.
It's interesting, huh? Like, if I was in a twink right now or something, like, yeah. I'd be a skater boy.
I would skateboard. Literally be a Zoomies right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. The hottest accent, I think, is kind of British.
Oh, I was going to say Irish. Australian. I love an Irish accent.
I think Irish accents are not. They don't tickle my pickle.
The most They're unpopular cool. opinion.
Actually, no.
You know how you get into an Irish accent?
How?
You just say, Ireland.
Ireland, hello.
I think I need to fight to Guinness in Ireland.
Give me a sentence to say in an accent.
Okay. Ashley is so gorgeous, and I really love her.
Yeah, but what's the accent?
Australian.
Ashley is so gorgeous.
Oh, good God.
Wait. Ashley is so gorgeous, so stunning. And absolutely phenomenal.
It's not bad, but it's not good.
Yeah. Jemay the private
Ashley is so stunning.
I could do Southern.
Oh, we could both do Southern.
Hey, y'all.
How
y'all
doing? All day. Got that Southern draw.
Let's go, Knowles.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Knowles.
No, but I love an Irish accent. Oh, my God. They just sound so... It's like music to my ears. It's like a goddamn Bach orchestra is playing in my ears when Paul Mescal speaks.
Huh. Okay. Well, Mallory.
Best of luck to you and your Long
sausage
Island love.
And your long sausage island boyfriend.
Oh right? My God!
I know he's packing a sausage, and I know you're having fun.
Oh my God! Mallory, send your best to your Long Island love.
Mallory,
I wish you all the best. If you guys get married, think of us to officiate. Definitely think of us.
We only charge what is it? $10,000. An hour,
yeah.
We only charge $10,000 an hour. We can do add a bonus of a performance of a song.
For $25,000.
For $25,000, we'll add that. No additional charge other than that.
And Mallory, we're giving you a goddamn bargain.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, good God. Your Long Island love. Make sure you're marrying into money. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Or the potential for money to be made.
That's important, too. Make sure this man has ambition, Mallory. Yeah. You deserve the best.
What if she's the breadwinner?
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Get yourself a hot Long Island stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With a nice sausage.
That's the most important part. The size of that sausage. The girth of that sausage.
Okay, well,
we gotta go.
We do have to go. If you want to send an announcement for the good of the group, you can go on our Patreon somehow.
Y'all, you guys know how to do it. Let's keep it in the minute and a half range.
Yeah,
max.
We already cut so much from this podcast because we just keep rambling.
We can't shut the fuck up. So keep your announcement snappy.
Keep it snappy. Keep it juicy and keep it controversial. Yeah. Keep it coming.
I want to be fucking pissing my pants. I'm freaking out so hard.
Yeah.
But don't be verbose about it.
I'm seeing a lot of announcements where I'm just like, okay. And you know what? You don't want us to say okay and.
Yeah.
You want us to say okay. Oh, and shit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
You want me gasping.
You want us fucking. You want our pussies gaping.
Oh my. Oh, wait. Good God, do they?
Oh.
All right. Bye, guys.
Have a good week, you cocksuckers.
Now for Redacted.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.